Jill Barber has done folk, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and now pop. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Her latest album, Metaphora, emphasizes her songwriting talent and explores the standing of women in new times. Jill Barber joins us now from Vancouver in Canada, right?
Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Scott.
Nice to talk to you. There is a Vancouver, Washington State, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not too far from Vancouver, Canada.
Yes, I know. Why have you called this album Metaphora?
Metaphora, the original Greek meaning of it, meant literally to bear meaning, to transfer meaning. And I actually thought that was quite a feminine quality to bear. And it captures a lot of what this album is about, which is my experience in the world as a woman.
Well, let's hear some music, a little bit from your song, The Woman.
She's the woman, the darkness and the light. She's the woman who sings alone at night. She's the woman, a sister of the wild. She is the woman whose body feeds her child, yeah.
What do you want us to take from this song?
Well, I think women have to be many different things to many different people. And I was trying to express that we can be pulled in all of these different directions and still not really know ourselves. The album opens with that track, so I thought it was kind of a fitting introduction to the content of the album.
What time in your life do you find yourself in right now?
I'm a 38-year-old woman. I have two small children, 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I feel that a lot of my power and strength comes from the fact that I have bared. Is it bore?
It is bore. I was going to say
but
that.
I don't want to talk about being a bore. Is it bear? I've bared children.
I think you would say I have borne. We're not going to be pedantic about this. Go ahead.
Okay.
Express it however you choose.
Thank you. You know, and also as a musician and as a woman in an industry that is still very much dominated by men, I have to give up playing the game that I used to think I had to play and now think I can rewrite my own rules. And so that's where I'm at in my life.
Help us understand what that game is.
I think I played the part of the girl singer, and I've had to work way harder to be paid what I'm worth. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've had to be really nice. I feel like I've had to be really, really nice to some people that took advantage of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
We looked it up. You were last on NPR 2012, and you referred to yourself as Canada's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Would we say that anymore?
Good question. Let me take a pregnant pause on that one. You know, I like to think, sure, yeah, I can still be somebody's, this record's maybe a little less sweet, but I hope that it still reaches people in their heart.
Let's listen to another song of yours, distinctly personal, I think. This is Bigger Than You.
It was one night at your place, meet the man behind the face, whiskey crown on my head hung, sweet nothing's rolling off your tongue.
I wrote this song in an afternoon. But I would say it took me about 12 years to find the courage to write it. It's specifically about an experience I had with a more powerful man in my industry that was highly manipulative. And I think as a songwriter, I have, and as a person, I like to put on the rose-colored glasses. And in my music, I think my music for myself and for my audience has been a little bit of an escape from the world. But I'm growing up, and With no disrespect to my younger self either, because I think that she worked very hard to write music that had a sort of a timeless quality. And now I'm writing music that I believe has a very timely quality. And that's where I'm at right now.
Jill Barber, her album, Metaphora. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the show, Scott.
You're so lucky. You're so lucky. You're so lucky. You're so lucky.